That's a good one since 1985.
Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
He's young, he's rich, and he's a professional bass angler with few rivals. He's Aaron Martins. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. In just a moment, Aaron will continue telling us how fishing the drop shot rig has helped him win over $1 million during the past few years. But first, this message.
And here's our winner, 10 pounds.
Always dreamed of coming in first at the weigh-in? Well, here's something to think about. You can't land the big ones if you can't get there to catch them. That's why unique functional products are so important. UFP's the company that makes the brakes for top boat trailers, not to mention brake lines, couplers, and new torsion axles. When your trailer is equipped with unique functional products, you'll always stop smoothly and safely. So if you're gonna make it, let UFP break it. Unique functional products from people dedicated to making things happen.
For the past several days, 2004 Bassmaster Classic runner-up and 2005 BASS Angler of the Year, Aaron Martins, has been sharing how to fish a drop shot rig with us, a rather new technique that's been taking the pro tournament trails by storm. And I might add, a method of catching bass that has helped Aaron win over $1 million during the past 10 years. On yesterday's program, Aaron told us about the different styles of weights that he uses in the drop shot rig, depending on the depth of water that he's fishing. So today, I've asked Aaron to go into more detail on why and when he uses these style of weights to help him catch more bass.
Most of the time I use, I have a kind of rule of thumb, is like a 6-pound line. I use anywhere from like a 8-ounce weight to a 3/16. It depends on current, like this like Wheeler term, I was fishing a lot of current. But I didn't want the weight to hit the bottom too much. I wanted to kind of float. So I used like a 3/16 and an 1/8 ounce, and I wasn't really trying to stay on the bottom too well. But if I wanted to stay on the bottom good and I was in a little bit of current, I might use a 1/4, or they make bigger sizes, like a 3/8 ounce. On 8-pound, I usually 3/16 and to a 1/4 ounce most of the time, because it's a little heavier line, it sinks a little bit slower. Your line, you know, it catches the water a little bit. And like on the 10 and 12-pound line, I use like a 1/4 to 3/8 ounce. So I kind of step up on my line sizes.
I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this. Aaron Martins will continue telling us how to catch more bass by using the drop shot rig next time, so I hope you'll be here. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
Yozuri,
lures that catch fish like no other brand.
Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
And by U.S. farm-raised catfish,
the healthiest fish from pond to plate.
Follow Tight Lines on Twitter at www.twitter.com/tightlinesradio.